From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Towson, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa. He said that is the only force capable of quickly moving into the city, currently under domination by the Islamic State group. The rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger key U.S. ally Turkey. Townsend said coalition intelligence feeds have shown significant external attack planning emanating from the city of Raqqa. U.S. officials say those plans involve attacks against U.S. and European cities, making it imperative to quickly isolate the town. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group have killed at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province is alarming for local officials because it is the first known IS activity in the area where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames Wednesday. Migrants set fires to shelters before being forced to leave. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump Wednesday cut a ribbon to officially open his new luxury hotel a few blocks from the White House in Washington. Trump is trailing Democrat Hillary Clinton in national polls 13 days before the U.S. election. Clinton campaigned Wednesday in the key state of Florida. The World Health Organization says Zika, the virus linked to abnormalities in newborn babies, remains a major threat and that it is spreading across the globe. Lisa Schlein reports.
In his first quarterly progress report, WHO says advances are being made in evaluating different tools for more accurately and quickly diagnosing Zika. It says work is moving ahead in the development of vaccines against Zika, noting that two vaccines currently are holding Phase 1 clinical trials. WHO says it will need $112.5 million through next year to carry out its many Zika-related activities. These include research and development, prevention of Zika virus infections, and care and support of vulnerable communities. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
For the first time, the United States has abstained from a yearly UN vote urging the lifting of a U.S. economic, commercial, and financial embargo on Cuba. Last year, the international community was nearly unanimous in its call, with only the United States and Israel voting against lifting the embargo. This year, both nations abstained. The Russian embassy in Madrid said Wednesday Russia has withdrawn a request to Spain to refuel warships expected to take part in air operations in Syria. A Russian press attaché confirmed that the request had been canceled, but he did not give details. Earlier Wednesday, Britain expressed concern that NATO ally Spain was considering refueling the Russian ships. Spain has been under pressure to refuse to refuel the fleet. Venezuela's political standoff deepened as thousands of protesters took to the streets Wednesday in several cities. Some schools and shops were closed in Caracas as demonstrators marched toward key points around the city to back a recall campaign against President Nicolas Maduro. For the second time in as many days, Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is threatening to cut military ties with the United States. Mr. Duterte spoke Wednesday at an economic forum in Tokyo during an official visit. He said he wants the Philippines free of the presence of foreign military troops within the next 2 years, even if he has to, in his words, revise or abrogate agreements. A small number of U.S. troops are posted on the southern island of Mindanao to assist in counterterrorism operations. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.